Most people don't like to talk about budgeting for several reasons. First, they don't know how to do it. They feel it's too difficult. They're too busy. They make the excuse that they don't have time to spend on a budget. Their attitude is, I want to spend my money on what I want to when I want to. Since your budget is your budget, you still are the one that makes the call on how your money gets spent. Keeping track of your income and expenses in the form of a budget doesn't change how much money you have and don't have. A budget simply lets you control your money instead of having your money control you. There are a number of resources on the web, at the library, and available for free to make it easy to start and maintain a budget. Simply Google how to make a budget for step-by-step instructions, free templates, budget calculators, and tips for sticking to a budget. Putting together a budget is not complicated or difficult. Here are the key components of any household budget. First, monthly income. This would include all sources of income. Second, mandatory or fixed expenses. This would include such things as your mortgage or rent, car payments, insurance payments, childcare, and so on. The third category are future needs. This would include money for savings, an emergency fund, and/or retirement investments. The fourth category would be charitable giving. This would include your church or other nonprofit organizations. And then fifth is discretionary or controllable expenses. This would include such things as entertainment, dining out, vacations, groceries, utilities, hobbies, and so on. How much money you allocate to each category? Well, it'll be largely based on your income. A plan that many people use is the 10-10-80 guide. This is where 10% of your income goes towards savings and planning for the future. 10% goes toward charitable giving, and the remaining 80% goes toward your mandatory and discretionary expenses. If you find there is not enough money to distribute in that pattern, then decide what you must and are willing to cut. For example, can you reduce your mandatory or fixed expenses by downsizing or refinancing? Are there discretionary expenses that you can do without to stay within your budget? These are all very personal decisions that only you can make. When it comes to budgeting and managing personal finances, there's room for improvement in all of us. If you don't have one already, I strongly encourage you to set up a budget and start tracking your expenses this month. Use your budget to get smart about your hard-earned money and take control of your financial ship. And remember, the day you set a budget and start tracking your expenses is the day you take control of your financial future.